Well, I think some of both. I'm being asked about the stimulus spending. Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? Was it a disaster? You know, so go back to the chart that showed 71% of our GDP is consumer spending. Another 20-ish percent is government spending. The last is business spending, right? And during the financial crises, it's a mistake to say that there was a market in a lot of financial instruments. A market suggests buyers and sellers. There weren't any. Then you had something called third-party risk, right? So that's what brought Bear Stearns down, ultimately brought Lehman down, right? Third-party risk is I place a trade with a broker in New York. Now, because I'm one of just barely 5,000 broker-dealers in the United States, they assume that we're good for the trade. I got 3 days to settle up when I buy a stock. So they're just assuming I'm good for the money, right? That's third-party risk. If I sell, I'm assuming that somebody in New York is good for the trade and they're going to give me my money in 3 days on settlement. So when the market shut down during the financial crisis, third-party risk went like this. And so there were hundreds of firms with AIG as an example that were vulnerable to third-party risk, and frankly, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't. And so had we not come in with the TARP money initially, and then stimulus, I'll get to that, the markets would have absolutely shut down. I don't think most people realize how close to the abyss that we got in October of 08. Okay, we came really close to shutting down the system. So point number two is, you and I can quibble about what's the most effective use with stimulus spending. All right, don't give it to rich guys because we're just going to send our money to Pershing and buy something else. Right? You give it to poor people because they're going to spend the money this afternoon. And so we started arguing about what's fair. I don't think there was anything fair about the stimulus. I resented that my money went to guys that created the problem. Right? So you get into ethical issues of fairness, there is nothing fair about that. But, you know, I manage a $2 billion firm, and I engage in third-party risk. It's part of the deal. And third-party risk has to be protected. And they did. You know, we could quibble about, was it fair to let Bear Stearns go down, let Lehman go down, but we saved AIG? You know, save that for the academics. You know, I think it was a necessary evil, if you will. I think it saved the financial system. Now, moving forward, we clearly want to get the government out of the economy here, but we're starting to see the, you know, money being unwound. And some of the TARP money made money for the government. And some people disagree that we should have just shut down the system. I don't think they fully realized how close we came to the abyss, as I say. But it gets complicated when we start talking fairness. Because, you know, it wasn't fair. I mean, we're helping the people that created the problem. I don't think that was right, but I don't think we had a choice.